The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Marab Baba Kabbad Dav Gimel. Today's daf is being studied by Anur Ishmat Moshe Kini Yosef Ben Sarav and Marat Zekanati Yafab Ben Sarav Ben Ishmat Avram Ben Esther Wa Hashem Tani Ham Begin Aydin Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Lema Moshe Ben Dina Ben Sarav Ben Rachel Edna Lefan Lahim Ufuat Nefesh Ufuat Agud Ufuatam Kirabal Abo Vechen Yerasom Ben Omar Amen. We begin today's daf on Gimel Amud Rishon, starting on the first line, Amar Mor. We are in a sugya where Rav Papa made a statement, and he said that some of the toladot of the avot are kayotze bahim, and some of the toladot of the avot are lav kayotze bahim. There's four avot nezikin, Hashor, Habor, Mav'eh, Hiv'ed. Each one of those avot has toladot. For example, we saw in yesterday's daf, Shor, which is Kedin, has toladot, different subdivisions that come out of them. And we said, in conclusion, that the toladot of Shor are really similar to the Kedin, to the Av, and therefore, Rav Papa was not referring to Shor. Because he said, some are lav kayotzebem. It was not Shor, because Shor told out to him, yes kayotzebem. So now we got to move down the line and see which one of the avot has toldot that are not similar to the avot. So we introduced a braita on yesterday's daf, introducing to us two of the avot. One was regel, and one was shed. Now it says in the Torah, and this is important to note of pasuk. The Torah says, "Ki yivar ish sadeh ocherem." Veshilach et be'iro ubi'er b'ste acher. Pasuk says, Veshilach et be'iro. The Gemara analyzes, what does Veshilach et be'iro mean? He sends his be'iro into another field and it devours it. So the Gemara was doresh in a braita that the word Veshilach is the Torah's allusion of the Av of Regel. Veshilach, sent the animal. And the animal went in and trampled into somebody else's field. Be'iro is also a reference to an animal, but not damaging with its legs, but damaging with its teeth. Be'iro is referring to shin. So in one pasuk, in two words, we have already two of the avot. V'shilach zu haregel, u'bi'et, be'iret is devour. How does the animal devour? Devour with its teeth. Meaning it went into somebody else's field and ate up everything. I think Gemara was doresh that from Pesukim. So now we're going to analyze those two avot, Regel and Shin. The Gemara begins. Amar Mor. Veshilach zuha regel. When it says in the Torah, Veshilach, it was sent, so that's referring to the damage of an animal that damages by its regel. Vechen u'omed. And we have a Pesuk to prove that. How do you know the word Veshilach is referring to regel? Because it says, Mishalcheh regel hashor ve'achamor. There's another pasuk that says the word v'shilach, mishalcheh, and it says regel. Ta'ama dekatav rachmana mishalcheh regel hashor ve'achamor. Only because you have that second pasuk to substantiate it, that v'shilach means regel. Ha'ala v'achi b'may mukmatla. How else would you have established the word v'shilach? Ikeren ketiv. Kedin already, it's written. Kedin is kiyigah. That's Shor. We learned that already. Ishin, and if it's referring to the damage of shin, ketiv, it says, ubi'ir. So vishilach had to be regel. What did you need to substantiate it with a pasuk mishalachay regel ashor v'ahamor? By process of elimination, vishilach had to be only talking about regel, because there's nothing left. Shor, kedin, we know. Shin, we know. So what else is there? Must be it's regel. You must know it's tarikh. You need the pasuk. Why? Salka datach amina idivi idi ashen. I would have thought that v'shilach et be'iro ubi'er b'ste'acher. I would have said both of them are talking about shin. V'shilach and ubi'er. I wouldn't need two pasukim for shin. Ve'ad mechal yakarna. Hadelo mechal yakarna. Which means I would have thought that it's two shins. Shin can damage in two ways. One, it can eat the crop, but not damage it completely, meaning the principle will grow back.
There's another way of shin damaging, where it actually eats whatever's there and damages the field so much that it's not going to grow back. That's called mechalia karna. Mechalia, it destroys the kidney, it destroys the field itself. So therefore, I would have thought that what you need two pesukim. V'shilach et be'iro u'bi'er b'sdeh acher. One pasuk is talking about shin, that what? That doesn't, or that does destroy. Actually, v'shilach would be that it, okay, let's say one at a time. V'shilach says it destroys, but it grows back, you have to pay. Or it destroys totally. And then be'er teaches me, even if it doesn't destroy totally, even if it destroys partially and it will grow back, still you have to pay. That's what I would have thought if you didn't tell me v'shilach means regel. I would have learned it's two classifications of shin. The mechal yakarna, no mechal yakarna. Kamash ma'lan. That what? That no, the word v'shilach is talking about regel. Oh, so if the pasuk is talking about regel, the hashta dokimna regel, shin de lo mechal yakarna, minalan. Now, once you're telling me that v'shilach is regel, and ubi'er is shin, ubi'er means what? Destroyed. Bi'er. So that's talking about mechal yakarna. So how do you know shin de lo mechal yakarna? So Gemara says, dumya de regel, bisimat de regel. Ma regel lo shina mechal yakarna velo shina lo mechal yakarna. Just like by regel. Doesn't matter how it destroys, whether it destroys it totally or destroys it where it'll grow back. Avsein lo shina mechal yakarna velo shina. No mechal yakarna. End of first piece. Which means, we have v'shilach. What does v'shilach mean now? Regel. What does ubi'er mean? Shin. And what type of ubi'er does that mean? Ubi'er mean totally destroyed the whole field. It's not going to grow back. Oh, how do I know if he destroyed it partially, it will grow back? Dumyad de regel. Just like regel, lo shina. So, and ubi'er is right next to it. So too, shin is the same thing. Now you might ask a question, as she says, in the havamina. You told me if v'shilach was not the regel, I would need two pesukim for shin. One to tell me hechad where it doesn't destroy, where it does destroy totally, and one to teach me even if it doesn't destroy totally. Well, wait, if you're telling me it doesn't destroy totally, hayav all the more so where it does destroy totally. Why do I need two pesukim? Because so that's actually Rashi's question. So look at Rashi. Let's read that inside. Rashi dibur matil idi v'idi. Read the whole Rashi. V'shilach ubi'er, z'nahav amina, tarvayu ashin. I would say both of them are ashin. V'shilach, atal yubayecha delo chal yakarna. V'shilach, it didn't destroy the whole field. De'mashma kegon she'achla aruga. It ate, let's say, a furrow or a row of vegetable. V'sofo lachzov v'litzmawah. But it'll grow back. That's lo mechal yakarna. Aval, lo... But it's not going to grow back like it was in the original. Ubi'er, haynu echad de mechal yakan. He destroyed it in totality. Demasho ubi'esh meba'er legamre. Good, that was Avamina. That's his question. V'ikasha, hecham, matzi lememar idi v'idi ashen, had de mechal yakan ve'lo mechal yakan. Lichtov had, let the Torah just write one, le'echad de lo mechal yakan. The lechayev to tell me where you didn't destroy thoroughly your hayav the koshkenecha dechalia and all them also tarits answer imehay kera hava amina hay atelecha de mechalia, which means if I only had one I would learn the smaller hadush. If I only had one word I would say it's talking about where it destroys totally, and I would never have known where it doesn't destroy totally. Now that it says both. So now I have the advantage to learn that's even including lo mechal yakarna. You understand? You say, just say one word. Now, if you just said, would have said one word, I would have learned the less chidush. I would have learned where it does destroy in totality. But when it doesn't destroy in totality, how would I know? That's what it has to say. Du pesukim aval lo mechal yalo elkach ika lememar vaday idi v'idi ashen. Good. Ilav tekatav rahmanam shulchei regel ashor. Which means, now that it says v'shilach is regel, how do I know v'shilach is regel? I got another pasuk. Meshalchei regel ashor v'achamot. So once I tell me that regel is v'shilach, ubi'er is referring to shen of mechalia karna. How do I know shen de lo mechalia karna dumya de regel? They're just like regel, lo shena, mechalia kan, lo shena, lo mechalia kan. So everything is included now. I learned regel from shenah and from ubi'er, I know shen. By regel, there is no difference between mechalia and no mechalia, because it doesn't say ubi'er by regel. Ubi'er means totally destroyed. Just v'shilah. Means even if it didn't totally destroy, because shkin if it totally destroyed. So by regel, it says v'shilah. Sent it into the field, and it went and ate. Doesn't say ubi'er. Ubi'er is by shin. So therefore, v'shilah lo shena this, lo shena that. So just like by regel lo shena, so to by shin lo shena. Now we go to the next piece. Amar mor. Ubi'er. Now we're going to go analyze ubi'er. Ubi'er zu ashin. Good. Ubi'er means shin. V'chinu omer. כאשר יבער הגלל עד תומו. Well, גלל, we learned yesterday two פשטים. גלל can either come from the word גליה or גילוי, something that is revealed, which is teeth. Teeth sometimes are revealed, sometimes are not. And the pasuk is saying, כאשר יבער הגלל, like the teeth will destroy. That's shin. Others explain, gelal is referring to excrement. Right? That when a person or an animal eats, so what he consumes causes gelal, causes the excrement. But either way, the word yiba'er is a reference to shin. And it says in the pasuk, ubi'er, in the Torah, ubi'er. Oh, and it says over here, yiba'er. So we know ubi'er is shin. It's a substantiated from a pasuk, yiba'er, kashir yiba'er gelal atumo. Tamad, katav rahmana, kashir yiba'er gelal atumo. Not only because you have it substantiated in this pasuk. And if you didn't have this pasuk to teach me what the word bi'ayr is, what else? Process of elimination. What else would you even have said it is? Ikerin ketiv. Kerin, we know already. That's short. That's written in the Torah. Iregel ketiv. That's v'shilah. So what do I need this pasuk to tell me that ubi'ayr is shen? Automatically it's shen by process of elimination. No, it's tarikh. Sakada dachamina idivi idi aregel. I would have thought that what? Both are talking about regel. ושילח לסרגל, אני בעיר לסרגל. אידי ואידי הרגל. הד האזיל ממילא, הד השלח שלוחי. And I would have said, it's two different types of regel. One is where the animal went by itself, and one is where you sent it. Which means that you have in both cases. Not only where, let's say you sent it to somebody else's field to damage, but even where your animal went alone into somebody else's field, also going to be hayab. Kamash ma'alan. That's what has to come and tell me. No, don't learn both of them as regel. Learn one of them as shin. Oh, v'ashtaduki ha-shin, regel da'azda memela min'alan. Which means, now when it says v'shilach, I'll learn the easier chidush. I'll say v'shilach is regel. What type of regel? Well, mamash, you sent it to damage. Okay, then you're hayab. But how do I know that even if it went on its own, because I'm using one word for shin, so therefore I can only learn by v'shilach, the bigger hidush, the easier hidush. Tell me only where you sent it, you're going to be hayab. How do you know where it went automatically? I'll go the other way now. Do miyad shin. I'll make an analogy to shin. Ma shin lo shina shalcha sheluche lo shina da'azam emela. By shin, it doesn't matter whether you sent it or it went by itself. Af regel lo shina. So too, regel. Doesn't matter. Shalcha sheluche, lo shena azla memela. Good. By shen, it just says ubi'ir. It doesn't matter how it bad. Even if it went by itself, it damaged. Let's say v'shilah, they actually had to send it. Ubi'ir. So then, just like shen is, even if it went automatically by itself, so too regel is automatically. Good. So now we know shen and regel. V'lichtov rachmana v'shilah v'lo ba'e ubi'ir. Now the Gemara goes a different derech. Don't even take the word bi'ir out of the Torah. Just say b'shilah. De'mashma regel u'mashma shin. The word b'shilah itself is mashma regel and shin. How? Mashma regel dechtiv mishalche regel ashor v'hamor. U'mashma shin dechtiv v'shin behemot ashalach bam. So you see the word shin with the word ashalach. So it could also refer to shen. So very simple. Don't get the word ubi'er out of the Torah totally. Just write v'shilach. And v'shilach, I got a pasuk that tells me is regel. I got another pasuk that tells me v'shilach is shen. And there you go. Let it teach me both items from one word. So comes Gemara and says, Ilav kray yitera. Now, if I have an extra pasuk of ubi ayir, havamina oha oha. I would have said either or. Or regel, there's a komatsui, because each one has its own stringency or its own property that I would not be able to learn one from the other. So I either would have said, you know what? It must be talking about the more obvious one, regel. Why regel? Because regel is hezeko matsui. It's a normal damage. Animals walk into other people's fields and damage it. It's the normal damaging. Or shin. Or I wouldn't learn shin. Why? Diyesh hana'al hezeko. Because it's a common damage in the sense that what? It's a damage that has, the animal has pleasure from its damage. It eats. So therefore, if it just would have said vishilah, I would have learned only one out of the two, because each one cannot be learned out from each other, because each one has its own property. Come on, I agree. Regel has a property that it's hezekan matsui. So a damage, it's a normal damage. And shin has a property of what? Hana'a. So what? Why can, you still can't learn both. Learn both. Michri, shikulin hin. Bottom line, they're both equal. They both have their own properties. V'yavu u'shinehim. And let both of them still come out of the pasuk of v'shilah. Dehei minayu mafkat. Which one you want to take out? Which is, why should you just learn regel and not shin, or shin and not regel? Again, if the pasuk v'shilah means both, so why should you have to take out one? Atrabah, learn both. Either different, okay, because to us is v'shilah. And I got a pasuk that says v'shilah is regel, and I have another pasuk that says v'shilah is shin. Either different, so either different. Which one you want to take out? Why is one better than the other? This has a property. So learn both. It's tarikh. It has to say it will be ed. You know why? Salka da takamina, animilecha de shiluche, shaluche. If it just would have said vishilah, I would have said only when you actually send the animal. Right? Regel, mishaluche. Only when you send it. Aval azlam memela lo. But if it went on its own, I wouldn't know that. So kamash malan, that's what I had to say, ubi'er. Oh, now once ubi'er is talking about shin, and ubi'er is about shin even when it went by itself, now I learn ubi'er back to vishilah, because of the simichuk to tell me that even vishilah, which is regular, is also when it's azla, mimela, which means, if it just would have said vishilah, it's both. Good. What type of both? Shin and regular. When it went, vishilah. Well, you actually sent it. But how do you know if it went by itself? So that's why you really need a pasuk of ubi'er. Ubi'er is talking about shin. Good. What type of shin? Any type of shin. Even when it went by itself. Oh, once that's talking about by itself, must be vishilah, so it's talking about by itself. So therefore, I need both. But now that I established the pisukim, in your brain, you always have to know this now. Vishilah zu haregel. Ubi'er zu hashin. That's just sources. So what are the sources? Now the Gemara reads. When it says, Toldat de shin mai. Now we can go analyze the toldot of shin. What's a toldat of shin? Well, let's analyze itself in its properties. Shin is what? It's hana'a lehiziko. The animal gets hana'a at the time that it damages. It eats, right? So we have to figure out toldot where it damages and receives a hana'a at the same time. That's going to be the toldah. But it's not going to be with teeth. Because teeth is the af. So we have to find a toldah that's a similar properties without the teeth. Let's go. Nithachecha bekotel lehana'ata. That's good. It rubbed its back against the wall, and the wall toppled over. That's the toldah of shin. Yeah, it scratched itself from the back. So therefore, hana'a, and it damaged. V'tenfa perot lehana'ata. Or it dirtied perot lehana'ata. What's that case over there? That she says, it rolled in the perot. Again, to scratch itself or whatever it may be. As it's rolling in the perot, it's getting hana'a because it's, you know, scratching itself. But what? It damaged the perot. Now Gemara says, hold it. Why is that a toldah? My shin ha-shin. Diyesh hana'a leziko. Shin has hana'a to the damager. And it's your property that's damaging and you're obligated to watch it. That toldah is exactly like the av. It's got the same properties. Why are you telling me Toldotem lav kayotze bem. That's not a case of lav kayotze bem. That's a case where the toldot have the same properties as the av. So therefore, it cannot be shen. Shen, the toldot, are exactly like the avot. So far, process of elimination. Keren, already we said yesterday's daf, toldot are like the avot. Now we're taking shen. The toldot of shen are exactly like the av. So give me a case where the toldot are not like the av. Ela toldot toldat de shen keshen. V'chi kamar papa. When did papa make a statement that it's lavka yotzei b'hem? Av toldat de regel. So Yehuda says, toldat de regel mayi. What's toldat de regel? Well, let's go toldat de regel. Let's analyze what regel is. Normal damaging, as it's walking. Steps on steps on fruit and things like that. So a toldah would be hizika begufa derech elucha. As it was walking, it damaged by its body. It bodied something, it hit something with its body, and it's normal walking. Bisala derech elucha, or its hair. The hair of the animal damaged something while it's walking. Bishlif she'aleha. What does he learn, the shlif? The pack. It has a pack on its back, let's say. As it was walking, the pack hit something. The prumbia shebefiha. There's a bit. Yeah, the bit that's in its mouth. As it was walking, the bit hit something and damaged it. Bizug shebesavara, the bell that's on its neck, which means any damage as the animal's walking. Any part of the animal, besides its legs, that's regel. Any part of its body damaged something, derech elucha, that's going to be a toldah of regel. Regel. So Gemara says, understand. Mai shena regel dezekom matsui. It's a common damage. Umamonchel shmirato alecha. It's your property that's damaging. You're obligated to watch it. Haniname hezekan matsui. Umamonchel shmiratan alecha. Ela toldah de regel keregel. Process of elimination now. Shor keshor. Shen keshen. Regel keregel. Vechi kamara papa. Al toldah de bor. Okay, we're going down the line. So that's the bor. What's bor? Bor, a guy dug something in the Rishut Rabbim. Public domain. And the Torah was mehadesh, even though it's in the public domain, which doesn't belong to you. You're the one that dug it, it's considered your bor. Even though it's really not your bor. Rishut Rabbim is nobody's. It's hefker. Doesn't matter. You dug it, it's your bor, and therefore if somebody falls into the bor, a person or an animal, you're going to be hayav. So Gemara says, toldat de bor mai. Give me an example of a toldat of bor. Mind you, ilema av yud v'tolda tet. There's two types of bor. There's a bor yud, asarat tefachim deep, and there's a bor of tet, nine tefachim deep. What's the difference? A bor of asara, the Gemara as a tradition, has the ability to kill. That if somebody falls into a bor of asara, it's deep enough that if somebody dies in there, ba'al bor is going to be hayav. A bor of tish'a, only one tefa difference, does not have the ability to kill. It only has the ability to damage. That's why if somebody would fall into a bor tet and die, ba'al habor is patur. Because that's not deep enough to kill the person. He died from something else. Who knows why he died? He was weak. But the point is, there's two borot. There's bor asara and bor tish'a. So I would have thought maybe the av is what? Bor asara. And then the toda is what bor tishah. The Gemara says, "Oh, lo tet ketive velo yud ketive." Neither of them are written, by the way, in the Torah. The Torah just writes bor; doesn't tell us how deep the bor is. So, therefore, you can't tell me this one is more of an av than this. Neither are written. Where did you even get bor asara, and where did you get bor tish'af in the first place? None of them even written. So Gemara, hada kashya. Ve'hamet yehye lo amar rahmana. Torah says, a person falls into a bor, right? Or an animal falls into a bor. It says, ve'hamet yehye lo. Right? So he's obligated now to pay. Because the animal died. So the Gemara says, ve'kim lehu l'rabbanan. The Gemara has a tradition. Yud avdan mitah. 10 can cause death. Tet nizikin avde can create damages. Mita lo avde. but it cannot create, which means from the Torah talks about a certain boar that killed, must be there's another type of boar that doesn't kill. We don't know the numbers. I'll tell you the numbers. The boar that kills is 10, the boar that doesn't kill is 9. Also, you want to tell me, so it's written somewhere. It's written to an illusion with a tradition attached to it. But basically, you want to tell me what? The Av is 10, and the Torah is 9. What's the why? Sof sof ze av the mitav ze av the nezikin. They're both considered avot. This is a boar for death, and this is a boar of nezikin for damages. Which means they both have their own avot. There's two types of boars. The 9 is not a toldah of the 10 one. They're two separate tracks. Yeah? So give me the toldah of boar. Right? Gemara says, Ela. Let's just read Ze'av le'nezikin. It's Rashi over there. Ze'av le'nezikin. It's towards the bottom there. Ze'av le'nezikin. De'im nafal shor bebor tisha'ah. Vamet. What's going to be the deen? Patur. Because 9 doesn't have the ability to kill. But it died. Doesn't matter. Ba'al boy is going to be patur. Vimuzak hayav. Ve'avu. That's av. Te'am b'diyukah dekra nafka. Medekhtiv v'amet yiyelo. Te'mashma bor asara debar mektilu. A board of asara that's able to kill. Hayav b'mitat ashor. Ha'batsir me'ache. Mashma less than that. B'mitat lo hayav. But on the zikin, you'll be higher. So you can pursue. Oh, certain borot kills, other borot damage. But both of them are going to be considered avot, respectively. So the Gemara says, Ela, you know what the case of a toda of a bor is? A'avno, sekino, umasa'o. His rock, his knife, or his masa, what's that? His burden, his load. Shiniham b'shut rabim v'ziko. The guy, when he unloaded his stuff, he left it in the shut rabim. So it's a bor. The guy came, he tripped over it. That's a bor. Hechi damego. What's the case? Go slow. What's the case exactly? Eid afkirinu. If it's talking about where he made it hefkir, then it's really like a bor. Because bor is in the shut rabim. Right? It's hefkir. Ben lerab, ben lishmuel, hainu bor. Now we're going to see machlok between Rav and Shimon later on what makes a bor. Look at the bottom line. Look at the bottom Rashi. Hainu bor de tarvayu amre. Both Rav and Shimon are going to say later on in the third perek. Kol takala, any stumbling block, shifkir that you made ifkir, you left it in the public domain. Nav kalan mi bor de hayav ki hechi de bor chayuba birshut rabim ni davi ifkir. What's the paradigm of bor? It's a hole that you dug in the Shuta Rabim. Do you own it? No. And you hayab. So too, any item that you put in the Shuta Rabim and you mafkir it, you make it ifkir, that's considered already bor. What are you hayab on? On the bor, you're not hayab on the fact you own the bor, you dug the bor. So too, when you put the item in the Shuta Rabim, you put it there. I don't own it anymore, it doesn't matter. You put it there where it has the ability to cause people to stumble. So that's abno sekino masa'o. Clearly is going to be under the category of bor if you made it hefker. Now continue. We're building. Now let's say you just put your stuff in the system. You didn't make it hefker. We're going to see later on, Shmuel holds everything is learned from bor, even when you didn't make it hefker. We have to see how he knows that. Bor is nafka hefker. But he learns not only hefker stuff, even non-hefker stuff. If a guy put his junk in the Rishut Rabim and he still retains ownership, according to Shmuel, bor. Good. So for Shmuel, putting stuff in the Rishut Rabim don't matter. Whether it's hefker, whether it's not hefker, it's under the category of bor. Continue. V'ile Rav, de'amar kulam mishoro lamadnu, haynu shor. Oh. According to Rav, later on, when you put stuff in the Rishut Rabim and you didn't mafkir it, it's not bor. He's going to call that shor. So where do you get that shor? Look at Rashi. Hainu shor, v'lav toldat de boninu, u'beshor amra ne'el toldat de shor kishor. Which means, didn't we learn already, whatever's in the category of shor, the toldot are also considered shor? Don't bog yourself down why he calls this stuff in the Shuta Rabim, shor, a todav shor. Shorba. That's what Av holds. Because she didn't mafkir it. So it's not bor, so it's shor. Now we know already what? Toldad de shor, keshor. And if you want to tell me it's Shemuel, oh, so this is bor? This tolda of bor has the exact properties as the Av. Which the Gemara speaks out. Gemara says, my shena, third line, my shena bor. It was made initially with intention or the ability to damage. And it's on you to watch it. So to resist this, the junk that you put in the shoot rabim. Right? It's made for damage. When you put it in the shoot rabim, it's obviously going to damage. We just did in the bor. What we did is figure out a tolda. So we said, if you made it hefker, cut to everybody, it's bor. If you made it hefker, and it's exactly like bor. Damaging. You're obligated to watch it. That's equal. And if it's talking about, we didn't make it hefker, still according to Shemuel, it's bor, it has the same properties. And according to Rav, this is shor, but already we said shor. Shor keshor. So therefore we're stuck. Rav Papa, you told me there's a case where the toldot are not like the avot. Where? Gemara says, "Ela toldah debor." Gemor, v'chi kamar papa, a toldah de mav'eh. Okay, what is mav'eh? Mav'eh is shen. Okay, when it says shor bor mav'eh, we're going to learn the word mav'eh is. The way the Mishnah writes the damage of shin. Now hold it. We already said before, toldat de shin, kishin. So what are you even going this way? We'll see. My new, what is mav'e? Il Shmuel da amar mav'e zu shin. If you tell me, you quote Shmuel, that's what he holds, shin. Ha'okim toldat de shin kishin. We know already, toldat de shin kishin. Il Rav. The Amar Mav'eze Adam. Oh, now Rav is different shita. He holds when the Mishnah says Mav'e, that's referring to Adam Hamazik. A man that damages. Shor is his animal that damages. Bor is his bor. What is Mav'e? A human being. That he goes and damages his friend. Now, oh, so Mav'e now. So now we have to discuss what's the Av of an Adam and what's the Todah of an Adam. So Gemara says, "My avot umay toldot itbe." Give me an example of an av of Adam Hamazik and a tolda of Adam Hamazik. V'chitema av ni'ur, v'tolda yashen. Yeah, maybe an av is talking about when the guy's up, he's awake and he damaged. That's an av of Adam Hamazik. And what's a tolda of Adam Hamazik when he's sleeping? He's sleeping and his hand, kicks something or pushes something and he breaks it. That's a tolda. So Gemara says, hold it. Ve'atenan Adam mu'ad le'olam. Human beings are always responsible. Ben er, ben yeshen. There's no difference whether he's up, whether he's sleeping. That means if a person went to sleep and he sees next to him on the night table there's a vase, and he knew he's going to sleep next to a vase, finished. I don't care your damage when you're sleeping. You got to know that when you sleep, you're going to turn around, you're going to damage, and therefore, that's not considered a toldah. For a human being, that's an av. Whether you're up, whether you're sleeping, there's no difference. Yeah, so therefore, what's the case where you'll tell me a toldah of Adam HaMazik? Ela akiho v'ni'o. Oh, what's kiho v'ni'o? Kiho v'ni'o, kiho is his saliva. And ni'o is his mucus from his nose. He damaged with his saliva, or he damaged with his mucus from his nose. How did he do that? Hechidame, what did he do exactly? Ibadet azle kamaske, which is if, as he was walking, he spit on something, was Lucas fell on something as he was walking. Kohohava. That's ready. It's koah. That's just like, it's his force. Just like if he damages with his hand, or if he spits on something,
So that's very Adam. That's very Adam and Mazik. Now, look at Rashi. Iba did the Azle Maske. How would he damage with his pistol? She says, Shinafal ala Shirayim. It fell on the silk. He was walking by some guy and it was silk he had. And this guy spit on the silk. Vitrfa ole tocha mashkim. Or it fell into the guy's drink. Vinim asu. And now he spoiled the whole drink. The point is, So the guy was, Ibatar denayeh. No, maybe we're talking about a case where the guy spit on the floor. And after the spit landed on the floor, somebody else came now and tripped. Ben Rav, Ben Shmuel, I knew bor. That's already a bor. That's not Adam anymore. That's like putting a pile in the Rishut Rabim. What you doing is putting your pile in the Rishut Rabim, putting your spit in the Rishut Rabim. So therefore, Ela Toldad de Mav'eh ke Mav'eh. Whether Mav'eh is Shen, Toldad is Shen ke Shen. Whether Mav'eh is Adam, also the same thing, Toldad Adam ke Adam. So therefore, we're back to the question, V'chi kamara papa, Atoldad de Ish. Okay, next, go down the line. Fire. Toldad de Ish, mind you. Give me, what's the Toldad of Ish? Ilema avno sakino masao, shinihan berosh gago, venaflu beruach mesuya veziko. Guy put his pile on the roof. The only way the pile on the roof could damage is how? Need a wind. Just like a fire. The only way a fire can damage is via davar acher. You put the fire over here, and the wind blows it somewhere else. So what's the todah of this? You put your pile of junk on top of the roof, and now what happens? The wind comes, blows it off the roof, and damages somebody. Hechidame, what's the case? Ibade de azlu kamazke hainu ish. Which means, if as it's falling, it damages, so that's already considered ish. May shena ish de koa acher me'orav bahen, u'ma muncha u'shmiratan alecha. Just like properties of ish awat, there's another force included in it, namely wind, and you're obligated to watch it and protect it. Haniname koa acher me'orav bahen, the wind namely, u'ma muncha u'shmiratan alecha, which means, if it fell off the roof and I was falling off the roof and damaged, via the wind blowing it, that's already ish. Well, what's the difference between it? The toldah, the tolda ke yosef bahem. It's exactly like the prophet. Ela toldah de ish, ke ish. V'chi kamar papa al toldah de regel. We're going back to regel. Oh, the Gemara asks, regel, ha'okimna toldah de regel ke regel. We already established on Amud Rishon, the toldot of regel are like regel. Let's review. What was the properties of regel? Damaging in the normal way. That would be a toldah. Would be it's walking in the Rishut Rabim, or it's walking to somebody else's field and it damaged via its body or its hair or via its belt that's on its neck or via its the prumbia or the pack that's on its back. Those are all darkan lazikam mega. So what do you mean that the toldah of regel is lav kayotze bahem? And here's the final answer. Behatzi nezek tzerorot. Telcheta gemiri la. We get to the sugya of hatsi nezik serorot. When an animal walks and damages, steps on something, that's regel, that's av. What's the payment, by the way? By regel, there's no difference between a tam and a mu'ad. First round already, you pay full payment. Why? Because it's the derech. The only reason why, by goring, we said there's a difference, because that's out of the normalcy. So therefore we give you three times, and then already the third time you have to pay full damages. But on Sres, the Derech, Hayav right away. Good. Except there's one Toldah of Regel that pays Hatzi Nezek. Halakha Moshe Sinai. What's that? Hatzi Nezek Tzerorot. Rocks. Animals walking in the street, whatever it is. A pebble is over there, and the pebble, as he steps on it, juts out and goes and breaks something. So, you say, okay, the regel kicked it, whatever it is, jutted from its regel, but Hiddush over there is, even though regel regularly pays nezik shalem, first time, when it comes to nezik tzirorot, hatsi nezik, why, we'll see in a second. But we found a case, finally, where the toldah is not like dav. No? Look at Rashi now. Bahatzi nezik tzerorot. See Rashi? Shaita malechet,
animal was walking. V'tizat serurot beregleha. Right? Shot out rocks with its legs. V'shibru tekerim. Dekaimalan delcheta gemirila lemoshe mesinai. Kamoshe mesinai. Demamonahu. Velo knas. Now, another chedush. The payment of chatzi nezek by a regular shor, the damages, goring, when you pay half, half is considered a knas. It's a penalty. Because really, you damaged 100. The Torah is saying, pay 50. Now, that's not payment. That's called knas. I mean, obviously, really, you should be off the hook, totally. But Torah said, you know what? Penalty, pay 50. By Hatsi Nezik Sirorot, Halakha Mishra say, pay half. But that half is considered mamon. That's considered payment. Big differences between a knas payment and a mamon payment. I'll just give you one difference between a knas payment and a mamon payment. A knas, if you modeh, if I come along and admit before they catch me, I don't have to pay the knas. But if it's a mamon payment, I admit, okay, very good, thank you for admitting, I'll pay. That's mamon, I'll pay. So there's differences between knas and mamon. Now continue Rashi. Even though by goring have a knas, it can't be a toldav kedin. You might say, oh, it's very similar to kedin. That goes hatzi nezik, hatzi nezik. No, because kedin's hatzi nezik is a knas. This hatzi nezik is mamon. So we can't put it under the classification of kedin. Ela deregel. Why? Why is it under the classification of regel? Simple. The mikoach regel who da'atu. Where did the pebble jut from? From its foot. Uch regel lo avi. But it's really not like regel. The regel mishalem nizik shalem. Ha'alu de la papa. That's like what a papa meant. Todotem lav keyotze behim. Again. I have hatzi nizik tzerorot. Get the case first what it is. Animal walking. Juts. The thing goes jutting out. Break something? Good. What does he pay? Chatzi nezek. Is that mamon? Yes. Where do we know that from? Halakha Mishim Sinai. Okay, now I got a concept called Chatzi nezek Sirorot. Where do you want to put this under? You know what? Let's try. Let's see what it's similar to. It's similar to Kedin. In what way is it similar to Kedin? Similar to Kedin, since Kedin pays Chatzi nezek. Right? So the Kedin is kind of gory. Kedin is Gushor. So this also pays Hatsi. Oh, so put it under there as a todah of that. No, you can't. Because it's not similar. Yes, in Hatsi it's similar, but this is Hatsi Knas. This is Mamon. Okay. So what else would it be similar to? Well, let's see how it damaged. What its legs? Oh, legs, beautiful. Let's put it under Regel. Okay, so it's similar todah to Regel, we'll put it, but you know what? It's really not similar to Regel either. Because Regel pays full. This only pays half. Oh, thank you to Papa. We found the case of what? Tolda of regel, that's lav, kayotze. It's a tolda, but it does not follow the same rules. So then the Gemara asks, but you could have put it here, you could have put it here, by the way. It's not similar to either. You chose putting it on the regel. Why? So the Gemara asks that. The Gemara says, am I kari le tolda de regel? Right? I'm sorry, I skipped. תלחיתה גימה, ומה יקרה לתודה דרגל? גוד, לשלם מן העלייה. Let's analyze that subject. Let's go back to kidding. Animal gores. First time. What does he pay? Hatsi. How do you pay Hatsi? Let's say he gores an animal. All right? So what they do is, they take, let's say, the living animal, the animal that gores. Okay? They sell it. Let's say he damaged, for practical purposes, $100 of damage. How much does he have to pay? 50. Let's say his animal that he sells is only worth 25. All he has to do is pay 25 and see you later. He does not have to take any money out of pocket. It's possible in this kidding, you only have to pay as much as the value
of the animal that's gored, not more. Now, you're right. If the animal is worth 300, beautiful. Pay him 50, look what you owe him, and walk away. If the animal is worth exactly 50, good, pay him the full 50. But if the animal is worth less than what you owe, maximum is the value of the animal. That's the law of shor. By regel, it's not like that. By regel, the law says you pay full payment min aliyah, meaning out of pocket. Go to the house now, sell your house. Go sell something else to get to the payment. I owe you 100, let's say, by regular regel. I owe full payment, right? My animal walked into your field and trampled everything now. So we assess it as $100 worth of damage. So I can't say, well, my animal's only worth $20. I don't care. Pay 20 and get another 80 and pay me. Hatzinezik tzerorot is similar to regel that it pays min aliyah. Meaning, if the $50 that I owe now, which is half, if the animal's not worth it, give the animal, I take from somewhere else also. That's why it's considered toldah of regel. Leshalem min aliyah. In that property, it's analogous. Now continue. The Gemara says, what do you mean? The ham mibaya ba'er rabba. Rabba had a question. The ba'er rabba hatzinezik sirrot migufo mishalem or mina aliyah mishalem. You're taking it so pashut that you pay mina aliyah, you pay from out of pocket. Rabba had a question if that's so. Rabba was not certain if that's so. So the Gemara says, le rabba mibaya, le rabba papshita. Okay. Rabba had a question. Rabba had a question. Rabba was pashutin. That for sure you pay min aliyah, that's what's considered toldah of regel. Good. Oh, le rabba de mebayele, amai kareli toldah de regel. So then according to rabba, that doesn't know if you pay out of pocket, then why would tzerorot be considered a toldah of regel? Le potra brishut rabim. Let's go slow. Where is regel hayav? The regular regel. We never spoke this out, but it's important. Regel is only hayav birshut hayahid, birshut hamnizak, in the reshut of the one that got damaged. It says v'shilach ad beiro ubi'er b'sde aher. It went into somebody else's field. That means you have an animal. Your animal, you aren't watching, whatever. It roamed into somebody else's field. That means the damage of regel is davka b'sde aher velo birshut rabim. The animal's walking through, I mean, stepped on somebody's kelim. So, hatzinezik tzerorot is similar to regel in the sense that what? Only that the rock that jutted out damaged in the shuta yachid. But if it damaged with shuta rabim, no. Goring is even in the shuta rabim. So therefore, the koin terava, the analogy to regel is what? Davka b'reshut yachid and not b'reshut Arabim. Continue the Gemara. Gemara says, "Ham mav'eh va'iv'er." Okay, my mav'eh. Okay, now we're going to go analyze just words. The Mishnah said what? Third av. Shor, bor, mav'eh. What is mav'eh? Now we already were tipped off in the last sugya. It's machlok the Rav and Shmuel. One rabbi says mav'eh is shin, and one rabbi says mav'eh is Adam. Adam amazik. Now, Rav Amar Mav'eh Zeh Adam. Very good. What is Adam? Adam Amazik. Ushmuel Amar Mav'eh Zeh Hashem. Rav Amar Mav'eh Zeh Adam. Dichtiv. Amar Shomer. The Shomer said, who's the Shomer? God. God is Shomer Israel. Atta Boker. The day and the morning arrived. Vegam Laila. And the night arrived. Which is the day has come for the Tzadikim. And the night has come for the Rishayim. He's talking about before Mashiach is going to come. In Tebayun, Bayo. If you want to make Teshuvah, make Teshuvah. Which means, that's it, before the time comes, if you want to repent, repent. Now who's that talking about? This is talking about an Adam. Who makes Teshuvah? An Adam, amen. So therefore, and it says, Bayo. Mav'eh. So that's the Lashon is referring to a person. Good. Tashi. Im tashuvu b'tshuva, first wide line. V'tevakshu mechila. If you want to ask me for forgiveness, bayo. Amma ba'adam ketiv bayo. You see, by Adam it says the word bayo. Mave. Usmuel amar mave'e zashin.
Dichtiv, it says in Pasuk, where is this Pasuk? In Obadiah. Ech nechpesu Esav, nib'u maspunav. What does this Pasuk mean? Gemara is going to give us a targum of it so we can understand it. Ne'em mashma, kid demetargem Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Yosef interpreted this Pasuk. Rabbi Yosef was an expert in targum. Ichden et balish Esav. How did Esav get ransacked? This is in the future. We're going to ransack Esav and take all his treasures. It galyan metamrohi. His treasures became revealed. That means the word nib'u is it galyan. What part of the animal sometimes is revealed? His teeth. So therefore when it says mav'eh, mav'eh is shin, because we have a pasuk that says, Ech nechpesu Esav nib'u maspunav. His treasures were revealed, it galyan metabrohi. So nib'u is referring to the part of the animal that's revealed, that's the shin. It's going on an animal. Good? Mm-hmm. Now, v'rav may ta'amadu amar kishmu'in. Okay, Rav, you said it's Adam. What's the matter with this pasuk over here? Amar lecha miketani nive. If it's going on the teeth, it should put it in a noun form. Nive means something that is revealed. That would be going on teeth. But it says mav'e. Mav'e is mashma, somebody's doing something, a verb. Mav'e. That's active. Which means you're right. I hear your pasuk, but the language of the Mishnah was referring to teeth, like you're saying, should have said nive, something that is revealed. Mav'e is mashma, active, like a verb. Shmuel may tama lo amar kerav. Now go the other way. Shmuel, I come in and say like Rav, that it's Adam. Amar lecha miketani bua, which means the language of the pasuk was imte ba'ayun ba'yo. If you want to make teshuvah, make teshuvah. If that was the case, it should have used similar lashon of the pasuk and called it a bu'a. From the fact that it called it mav'eh, which is similar to niv'eh, so therefore it's referring to shen. So each one has their respective pasuk, and each one rather learn it from the pasuk that he learns it from. So again, we stop here. Machlok Rav and Shmuel. Rav says mav'eh ze adam im te ba'ayun ba'yo. Shmuel says mav'eh ze shen nab'u maspunav. He rather would say, Rav would rather would have said nib'eh if it was that, and he would rather would say bu'ah if it was that. Okay, so each one has their own mashma'ayut, but it's machloket. Good. Baruch Allah.